word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord, and again, I want you to be mindful of the need for caring for the body, your body, and that you should get the proper rest and the proper food. Becoming a Christian doesn't nullify our concerns for our physical body. While we're in these bodies, we still have to exercise special concern, proper hygiene, proper rest and for the body. Give ourselves the proper food. And so many times we are tempted to think, well, I'm a Christian. Yes, we are Christians, but we make our boast in that, but that does not nullify the concerns for the body. We have a proper concern for our physical being, and that the focus now shifts. It is not the primary focus. You know, many of these people who are bodybuilders have as their primary focus themselves. They focus continually on the body. Or the beauty pageants, that's the focus of, look how great I am. That's the whole focus. Focusing upon how beautiful they can make themselves or they are. And there is an industry afoot in which many are trying to combat the marks of old age or of aging. And there are those who don't like the idea of the years adding up. They will be angry with you about the age. And again, I pointed out in the scriptures, the only two women whose ages we know about, Sarah and in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, we have one Anna who was at the temple and do not know exactly her age, but Sarah, we do know her age was given. And that's, of course, the ages of men quite often is given, but as far as woman is concerned, it's not. And there are those who don't want to face up to the fact that, yes, God is the one who has given us life. You know, you have times when we attend the funerals of young people, and someone will say, oh, but they died so young, and how can God be just and give them, take their life from them so young? Well, why do you want to argue with God about giving you long life and letting the marks of a long life be clearly painted on the body? Those are marks of beauty that the Lord, and marks of God's blessings upon your life. Now, if an old person is not saved, then the Lord has extended greater grace unto them that they may live. And so why should they want to be denying the years that the Lord has given? They need to stop and think about the mercy that God has shown to them, that they're lost and he hasn't taken away their years and they're still here. They ought to be rejoicing. But yet they spend those years so diligently hiding, trying to get rid of the marks of God's blessings upon their lives. And of course, during that life, there are many times sin will paint its creases across the furrowed brow and across the head and across the body. But the Lord is the one who gives life. He gives life. Only the Lord is the one who does give life. He is the giver of life. And he is the one who numbers our days. Psalm 90, the psalmist was very much aware of that. And so let's today recognize it's God who's given us this day, and let's make wise use of it by taking good care of these bodies that he's given to us and not shorten those days by doing something foolishly. Now, dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful again for the mercies of God, for the blood of Christ, and for the forgiveness we have in Thee. I ask, Lord, for Thy blessings again and power to minister the Word, and that something will be said this day to bless this servant. We'll be careful to praise Thee for Jesus' sake. Amen. And the book of Genesis now, chapter 25, again, along this line of the years adding up, the Lord gave to Abraham a great number of years. He was 175 years old when he died. And in verse 8, Abraham gave up the ghost. He didn't have a choice when this would happen. The Lord knew that day, and the Lord gave to Abraham more years after he obeyed and after he was called out of the life than he had lived on this earth. So he lived 100 years walking with the Lord, and that walk, again, you look over it, and you see him walking, and when I mean walking, he is living, and he finds sometimes trials, a life of faith. The Lord called him his friend, and the Lord visited him and spoke to him and promised him. That's the life of Abraham. But he died. And the Lord blessed Abraham during his life, blessed him with many riches. He saw many trials, and even there were times when Abraham doubted the Lord, and he knew that the Lord had spoken to him, and yet he doubted. Well, you know, you and I will know that it was the Lord who saved us, and I know I don't have any question in my mind about being saved. I know the Lord has saved me, and I know that I'm saved. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I haven't been up to heaven to look on the Lamb's book of life. I've taken the Lord at His word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. That's what the Lord said. All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. He that has the Son has life. But he that has not the Son of God has not life. And so the Lord has says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. So the Lord saved my soul. And he is the one who brought this peace into my heart, the peace of the forgiveness of my sins. Oh, it was a miserable day prior to this salvation that God worked in my life and brought in my life. It was miserable for me prior to that salvation. Because sin had brought these things, but the Lord brought peace when I trusted Jesus. I called out to him and asked him to save me, and he saved me. And now I know that I'm saved. I believe the word. Abraham heard, or the Lord communicated to God, to Abraham his truth, his promises. And the voice of the Lord spoke to Abraham, and Abraham knew clearly. The scriptures record what Abraham's actions were when God spoke. And yet Abraham, with such a knowledge and with such an experience, came to places during his earthly sojourn where he doubted the Lord and got away from the Lord, went down into Egypt. And as it is with every one of us, when we get out of the will of God, we bring back marks of our dwelling place out of the Lord. Wherever you turn, when you get out of the Lord's will, when you come out of that place and get back into God's will, there are going to be marks on you. It may be thoughts that will walk across your brain, and they'll walk again and again every day, or they may walk again. You may think they have gone on off the edge and disappeared, and one day they walk across again and bring across the same pain that you did. Or you may meet someone that you led astray when you were out of the will of God. Abraham went out of the will of the Lord and went down into Egypt. And there he made some statements and did some things. But while he was there, he, by the grace of God, still came back. And the Lord was with him. And the Lord did not say, Abraham, because you're down there in Egypt, because you're doing this, because you're fudging and telling a lie, I'm done with you. No. And you can be encouraged by this, dear Christian. Say, but I've failed the Lord. Well, he knows about that. Did he discover that you were going to fail him when you failed him? Was that a sudden discovery on God's part about you, that you, of all people, could fail him? Did heaven get some news Did heaven receive some information that was heretofore unknown? Of course not. You are not going to surprise God about you. He knows about you. And when words cross your lips, do you think that's when the Lord finally finds out what you were thinking? Of course not. Thoughts rattling around in your head, they're out there before the Lord. They're naked and open unto the eyes of God. And you thought the head bone was a safe place to harbor wrong thinking. Of course not. It's not there. It's not safe because your body will let everyone know what's going on inside. And so the Lord loved Abraham, called Abraham. He kept Abraham. He cleansed Abraham. The Lord is the same God who took care of Abraham, takes care of us today. And so don't be alarmed to the point of saying, I can't go on. Oh, yes, you can. By the grace of God, you will not surprise him. Ask him to forgive you for your sins, for the sins you've done that have grieved his heart. Get back on that sojourn and get back into the battle for truth. Keep walking, for there's a day coming. The scriptures say when Abraham gave up the ghost, and he died in a good old age, an old man full of years was gathered to his people. And now his sons, Isaac and Ishmael, will bury him in Machpelah. This is the place where Sarah was buried. He bought this place and would be buried there. And the Lord saw to it that this was done beforehand. Abraham was concerned. He wanted to bury his dead out of his sight. And now someone has to bury him, a dead man, out of their sight. That's the duties of the one brings us in, the parent brings the child in, and the child buries the child or the parent out of his sight. That's the way we complement each other. We go right ahead along, passing on the baton, the things we learn, we teach our children. Our children are to teach their children. And how we teach them will show up on how they handle life or how they were listening, if they were responsive to the truths that were given to them. That's very important for us, that we pray for them, we influence them. And so it was a great loss indeed, as we pointed out, that the twins, Jacob and Esau, were 15 years old when Abraham died. And so they saw Abraham. And Isaac, of course, being at this time 80 years old when his father dies. So there were many things that happened. The Lord is working, and today the same God who saw Abraham and Isaac and Jacob sees us. He has something for us to do. You can be comforted by the Lord. Now, there are some who have just friends and no children. And we must never forget that the Lord doesn't choose to give everybody a spouse. Sometimes he chooses to take the spouse early, as in this case, he took Abraham's wife first. In most cases, it's the husband who is taken first. But the Lord's program is right on schedule. Now, Father, we ask for your help today to face those things that are before us. We ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. Until next time, may the Lord, the living Lord, the Lord our God, richly bless you in his service.